This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Tennessee Republican Congresswoman Diane Black, who's also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee as well as the House Budget Committee. We want to get her thoughts on the latest developments in the ongoing impasse, as it seems, between the two parties over what to do about the impending debt ceiling deadline on August 2nd as imposed by the Treasury. What does she make of the Thursday discussions that's set to happen at the White House? What does she make of the president's warning to those who are coming to these meetings? And how do she and the other Republican freshmen who largely came and to Washington and built their campaigns around the issue of fiscal discipline, how are they viewing this critical issue as we get closer and closer to a deadline? And Congresswoman, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, the president didn't have a lot to say yesterday, basically to say that he's still on the issue. He wants the leadership from both parties in both chambers to meet at the White House tomorrow. And the thing, I guess, that got the most attention was that he wants everybody to leave their agendas, their ultimatums, and their political rhetoric at the door. So what do you expect to happen?
Well, I'm glad he's coming to the table. It's at the 11th hour, but it's time for him to come to the table. And 76 of my fellow Republicans joined me a little over a month ago in sending him a letter and asking for his plan. And we've yet to get his plan. And I think that it's pretty bad leadership when you don't have a plan and you're the president of the United States. So maybe we'll hear a plan from him tomorrow. But I can tell you that this is going to be a fruitless meeting unless he faces the reality that there are not going to be any tax increases. And we're pretty clear about that.
I talked to a couple of your House Republican colleagues a couple of weeks ago when the president met with some House Republicans, and basically the message that they came out of there with, and some in very clear language, saying the president basically said, I'm not going to come up with a specific plan because that'll get demagogues. Basically, the Republican plan will be the only one out there with any specificity for at least a while. You clearly think that's poor leadership. What do you want to see from the president specifically?
Well, I'd like to see a written plan. He says he's given us a verbal plan, but CBO cannot score a verbal plan. And this was part of our letter, is to say we need a written plan. And you are right. I sat right there in the White House and heard the question asked of the president about why have you not given us a plan. And after about three times of asking that question by different members in different ways, he finally said, well, you won't like my plan and you'll criticize it. And the response back was, you didn't like our plan and you criticized it, but it doesn't mean you don't put a plan on the table. That's what negotiations are about, is you got to have two sides in order to be able to negotiate. So we'll see what Thursday is going to bring, but it's very clear, and we'll walk in the door with what we've been saying for well over a month now, probably 3 or 4 months, is we are not going to raise taxes. This is not the time to be raising taxes on either individuals or businesses. The economy needs to grow, and it's not going to grow as long as our businesses are not confident in what's happening in the government, and they think they're going to be burdened by one more tax mandate or regulation. So we're going in there with the same voice that we have had for several months now. We want no more taxes, we want cuts, and we want structural reforms.
And Democrats, of course, say that tax hikes, or revenue, as they say, needs to be on the table. Of course, the president did allow the extension of all the Bush tax cuts at the end of last year in the lame duck session. I guess the other way to put that is he decided not to raise taxes. So in terms of where you see the Democrats on this, do you think that they might budge again like they did a few months ago, or the fact that they did budge a few months ago means they're even more dug in now?
Well, it's really a bit hard for us to say exactly, except the president continues with that same mantra that we've got to have new taxes. But that makes you just shake your head and scratch your head about why is it in December you didn't think the taxes were a good idea, and now you think that $1 trillion worth of new taxes on an already burdened society is a good idea. So I'm in a real quandary. But this isn't the first time you hear the president say one thing and then come back another time and say something entirely different, and trying to put all those pieces together can be a little difficult sometimes.
We're talking with Tennessee Republican Congresswoman Diane Black. She represents the state's 6th Congressional District, sits on both the Ways and Means and Budget Committees, two critical committees as it relates to the nation's finances. And Congresswoman, as you consider the reason you ran for Congress, many people in your freshman class ran for Congress, was the nation's penchant for ridiculous overspending, a lot of people seem to think, in last year's midterm elections. Now you're coming to one of the first real put up or shut up kind of moments as these issues come before you. Do you sense that there is unanimity on what you want in addition to no tax hikes, specifically as it comes to dealing with entitlements and specific spending reductions?
Well, I think that what I hear from my fellow freshmen, and then also from people that have been here longer than that are more seasoned, that They want to see short-term, and that means cuts, significant cuts. And as the speaker has said, for every dollar that you want in a debt increase, we want to see a cut in the budget. So that's short-term. Medium-term would be some structural changes with something like an enforceable cap on spending. And then I think long-term, looking down the road, it's going to take a little longer to do, would be a balanced budget amendment that's crafted in a way where you're very careful that it doesn't force you to raise taxes to balance the budget. I think you have to be careful about that. But these are the kinds of things that we're talking about on reforms. In addition to that, we put out a plan for prosperity. Obviously, there was some reform in there having to do with Medicare and making Medicare sustainable, because we know Medicare is going to be unsustainable after 10 to 12 years. The fund is going to be defunct. So we've got a number of things on the table that can be talked about. And I hope that when we go there, they will be earnest about talking about plans that actually work and who not only just continue to say they want $1 trillion worth of tax increases.
Congresswoman, you mentioned there are different options here as we get closer to August 2nd. There's the short-term addressing of the situation. There's the medium-range ideas. Then, of course, the long-term deal, including perhaps a balanced budget amendment. What will it take for you to support anything prior to August 2nd? What will have to be part of it in addition to no tax increases?
Well, absolutely, there will have to be cuts, and then there will have to be other structural reforms. And what those structural reforms look like, I will evaluate at the time that we talk about them. I don't want to put myself into a box and say, you know, well, I'm only going to do this or I'm only going to do that. Handcuffing myself is certainly not the way I need to go. But I can tell you that structural reforms have to be a piece of it.
And in terms of the short-term deal, I guess I may be potentially putting you in the box here, so I don't want to handcuff you. But there has been some debate within the party, given the fact that folks like Senator McConnell and Senator Cornyn have said that while it's not their preference, they would probably accept a short-term extension of the debt ceiling in order to create more time to deal with the thornier issues. Others have said that's just kicking the can down the road and it's more of the same. What's your sense on specifically the very short-term extension so more time can be done for the detailed negotiations?
Oh, I believe this has been on the table for long enough. We've got 6 months worth of conversation. We can come to terms on this, and I believe if people get around the table and are earnest about looking at short, medium, and long term to handcuff future Congresses so they don't continue to spend too much, those are all things that we can come to a consensus on. I think when you just kick the can down the road further, it just allows for more time for people to drag their feet. Here it is, the 11th hour. The president is just really now coming to the table. Yeah, he's had other leaders in the room, but the president needs to be at the table because ultimately he's going to sign whatever it is that we decide. So I think you need to do it now. You get it done and you get it over with. And let's move on with the other important issues for the country.
It may not be your preference, certainly, but do you believe that you and your colleagues are prepared to let August 2nd come and go if something is not on the table that you find acceptable? Or do you feel that the pressure is stronger to deal with it before any potential economic pitfalls arrive because of the fact that the deadline has passed?
Well, I think it can be done now. We had a deadline. The deadline's been moved twice now. I hope that we don't get to the deadline, but I can tell you by the time we get to the deadline, if the only thing that continues to be on the table is to raise taxes, it's just not happening. Oh. It is not going to happen. There have got to be structural reforms as well as cuts.
We'll certainly be watching. It'll be very interesting to watch how this freshman class deals with it, since it is one of the critical issues that we all knew was coming with this new Congress. So, yeah. Congresswoman, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Tennessee Republican Congresswoman Diane Black, freshman from the Volunteer State's 6th Congressional District, member of both the House Ways and Means and Budget Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.